We start this evening with Charlotte police creating unnecessary anxiety on Saturday when there was word of a possible shooter at South Park Mall. It appears CMPD failed miserably because they could have quickly reassured the public there was not an active shooter at the mall. They did not do that, however. Instead, with their new shun the media policy, cops put out a tweet that left the public fearing the worst while shoppers were panicking.
One person started running, and then everyone just ran out with them. And everyone was piling towards the windows/doors. I mean, half the people there were pushing down things to hide behind. Half the people were running out.
It was a madhouse at South Park, but here's what we now know. At 2:25 Saturday afternoon, a photographer with Queen City News had video of a suspect, and he tweeted, "There had been a fight in a store at South Park. No active shooter, a fight." That was at 2:25. Get this. CMPD did not put out its first tweet until after 3 o'clock, and their tweet still left open the possibility of an active shooter, saying there are not victims at this time, but it said the mall is being evacuated. That was 3:05. Then CMPD silent for 90 minutes. 90 minutes until 4:28 when they finally tweeted the mall was open again. So from roughly 2:15 until 4:28, the public was left on pins and needles thinking there could be a shooter at South Park, and CMPD did almost nothing to provide correct or timely information. Again, as we've reported, Charlotte-Mecklenburg police have this new policy of not talking to or updating the media. And in this case, they were very slow tweeting information. And it is this kind of thing that City Councilwoman Luana Mayfield asked Chief Johnny Jennings about recently at a council meeting. She asked, if cops don't talk to the media in a crisis, how can people know what's going on?
If someone doesn't have the CMPD app, how do our residents outside of the media sources know that something is going on? Can you give me an example of what it would look like if it's an immediate situation where everyone needs to stay inside for whatever reason? How is that communicated?
Let me just say this. There's a perception that there's some drastic change that's going on with us in the media. And they may perceive it that way, but it's certainly not. This is no different than you're asking the question, how do they get that information? We're not withholding information. We're still going to be providing that information, press releases.
Well, what Chief Jennings said there is absolutely false, and Saturday proves it. There was no press release about what happened at South Park. Instead, there was nothing but a vague tweet that most people in Charlotte would not even see. So the bottom line is, panicked parents and loved ones who had family at the mall could have known as much as 90 minutes sooner that there was not an active shooter if Charlotte police had just put out more information. City Councilman Tark Bakari was putting out tweets on Saturday afternoon. He represents the South Park area. He says the cops kept him informed.
Well, I was in direct real-time conversation with them. I mean, I had a phone call from the city manager who was coordinating directly with CMPD as well, as I was getting updates as well. So, you know, I think in that initial time, they were heavily focused on trying to figure out, all right, what is the active threat right now? And making sure, you know, we all jumped into action to say, hey, this is what's going on, kind of steer clear from there for now. And then they did give the update, which I, again, shared that the all clear was given. So, you know, there's always room for improvement. I think we'll take a debrief on this and see where we could have done more. But at the end of the day, I think we got very lucky by what the situation ended up being.
Well, I think you're right about that. And I think had there been an active shooter and CMPD had been dead silent for 90 minutes, leaving the city twisting in the wind on this, it would have been a lot worse. This goes back to their new shun the media policy. And they think that everybody can follow them on Twitter and know what they need to know, but they're not even keeping us up to date on Twitter.
Well, you know, there's a lot of angles and depths to that broader story there. And I will say that I felt, you know, the level of information they were giving me real time, enabling me to communicate with constituents, while they did their job, you know, left me feeling pretty good about it. But again, these situations don't happen all the time. There's always room for us to get better, and we will do a debrief on the entire thing.
Well, we'll see if that debriefing gets anywhere. Brett Jensen joins me now. Brett, you and I were talking Saturday afternoon as this was going down, and to me, this is a solid example of the public being harmed because Charlotte police will not communicate with the media, and they wouldn't Saturday afternoon, so the public is left thinking there's an active shooter at South Park.
Absolutely, Mark. And the fact that it took them that long to even acknowledge that there were first responders at the mall, I got tipped off at exactly 2:28 that something was going off in the mall and that people were being locked down and sheltering placing. And it just so happened that a friend of mine was in the mall and asked me, what's going on at South Park Mall? We're on lockdown in Neiman Marcus. And, wow. You know, and so from that moment on, knowing full well that CMPD would not answer any phone calls or answer any emails, that I immediately just started calling my sources at CMPD and started putting out information about 15 minutes later. And then just as I was putting out information, you had Charlotte City Council member Tark Bakari having to put out information because CMPD was quiet. And so they finally responded after 3 o'clock, well more than 30, 40 minutes after the fact, that, hey, we've got first responders there. No reason given as to why.
Exactly.
We've got first responders there.
This is total dereliction of duty in my judgment on the part of CMPD because you've got people all over the city who are now learning, what, there's a shooter at the mall? What about my kid there? What about my wife there? And you're getting nothing from the police to help assuage these kind of public fears. I mean, I just think it is dereliction of duty.
Well, and not only that, but I immediately, when I found out that there might be something going on at the mall, I immediately went to Twitter to see if people were tweeting about it from inside the mall. And a couple of things that popped up were, you know, warnings that there was an active shooter inside South Park Mall. And there were numerous of these things. Instead of calming fears, I had people whose daughter works inside the mall who I went to high school with. They were calling me going, what's going on at South Park Mall? My daughter's working there. I can't get in touch with her. And this is an actual thing that happened. And this is a major problem with CMPD going, look, we're just not going to talk to anybody, anytime, any place.
Well, the other problem with this, too, is we know, based on what happened, that if CMPD is tweeting at 3:05, first responders are at the mall, within minutes, they knew that the situation was back under control because they knew that mall security had detained a couple of people who had been in a fight. I mean, there wasn't an active shooter. There were just a couple of guys in a fight. So why did they have to take 90 minutes to say, oh, all clear, the mall's open?
I mean, that's a problem. Finally took some 45, 50 minutes to even acknowledge there was something going on or what was going on. Meanwhile, you've got parents concerned, you've got people inside the mall concerned, people are freaking out. There was a girl that got stampeded inside the mall that was captured by a cameraman for Queen City News. I mean, it is just unbelievable, and here's exactly what everyone was fearful that was going to happen in the media. Something major potentially happening, and CMPD nowhere to be found.
So you've got this police chief now in Johnny Jennings who doesn't want to cooperate with the media on anything, and I think we're going to pay a high price for it.
CMPD is exceedingly lucky that this was a false alarm. Had it been a real active shooter situation and they kept quiet and didn't talk to the media or say anything to the media or put anything out publicly for after the fact like they did, that's going to be a major problem, and there could be major lawsuits because of that.
You're right. Brett Jensen, thanks. So it was a mess Saturday out at South Park, and CMPD didn't help. We asked the public information officer today, so why was there such a long delay in posting information? And we got no response.